Welcome into Wildcat Insider. John Kurtz, Tyler Dreiling in with me as well. Things a little bit different today with the first four turnaround. Wyatt Thompson is already in Dayton, Ohio. We will chat with him here coming up later on in the first hour at around 4:20. It is also Selection Monday for the K-State women, and we have Jeff Mitty calling into the show at 4:45 to find out what they're expecting and what they think their postseason fate may be coming up here. We got plenty of audio from Bruce Weber and the players, the seniors in particular, who are headed now to the NCAA tournament to take on Wake Forest in a first four game. So we will sprinkle that in throughout the show as well. A ton of reaction from everything that happened in the Big 12 tournament and what's going to happen going forward with K-State and Wake. 537-1350, 866-776-1350 to join us here on the show. You can also tweet us at the Game KMAN if you have questions or comments. Now back in the saddle here, it is another one of those days where it feels like it's been a while since I've been here. After last week, got a little bit crazy. I spent longer in Kansas City than I anticipated. So thank you to Bruce Weber and the Wildcats for allowing me to do that with their run in the Big 12 tournament. But the prevailing thought that I have about everything that happened, the team stringing together three straight wins, which, by the way, it appears they needed every single one of those wins, being the very last team into the field of 68 in the NCAA tournament, as much as the mere fact that that happened now creates an incredibly difficult decision, I think, going forward, or at least has really muddied up what is going to happen going forward with the future of the program. I got back on board a little bit, just felt better about everything, watching the way that they played in Kansas City, watching the way that they played in the year. And the prevailing thought is, I just feel good for the seniors. We got to hear from Corby Irvin, and then in particular Wesley Wundu and DJ Johnson, guys that were a part of the last time K-State was in the NCAA tournament in 2014. I think you have to start by saying you feel good for these guys getting a chance to get to the NCAA tournament. Could legitimately tell that it meant a lot to them, and I do think with them sticking it out with everything that happened in the program over the last couple years, I am thrilled that those guys get to go play in the NCAA tournament.
I mean, that's what I've been saying for months. You just have got to appreciate how much effort they have put into their time at K-State, because they are true four-year players. Not talking about guys, in Corby Irvin's case, a little bit different, but in Wesley Wundu and DJ Johnson's case, talking about guys that came in and put in nothing but basketball and school and everything that goes with it, hours and hours every single day for the last 4 years, they deserve to go out with this NCAA tournament bid, and especially given the way they played in Kansas City. And I think that that's where Corby Irvin really exemplified how important this was to the seniors, maybe even more so than Wesley Wundu and DJ Johnson, and not because those guys played poorly, but you just see the effort that Corby Irvin played with in his limited minutes in Kansas City, and it was just all right there in front of you that this meant a ton. And so regardless of what you feel about where the program is at or what decision K-State may have to make coming up here in the next couple of weeks, those guys are going to have this to, you know, talk about to their families and talk about to their kids for the rest of their lives, going to the NCAA tournament, which is no small accomplishment. And I think that that's what K-State fans should be reflecting on right now.
Well, Corby Irvin does, I think, belong absolutely in the same sentence here. And I'm going to play you some audio from Bruce Weber that exemplifies that. But he's sort of taken on a little bit more of a leadership role, I've noticed, in the last couple weeks of the season. He's been a little bit more vocal. Part of it was at the Big 12 and NCAA tournaments, you get open locker rooms after the game, so players in those situations are more forthcoming with information. They react differently there than when they're at a podium and it's a much more formal setting. You're going to get some better audio from them. You're going to get them to open up a little bit more. And Corby was a guy who the entire weekend in Kansas City in the locker room was not afraid to speak his mind. And much as I've talked about, you could sense that Wesley Awundu was an example of guys starting to hear all the noise outside the program of what was going on, the tweet about hey haters and or hi haters after they beat Texas on the road, and responding to that. And when I asked a question about him, he said there's a lot of clown stuff going on. I mean, you know that these guys know about it. Corby Irvin like doubled down on that. He said after they won the first game, I believe his direct quote was, "We've got so many haters, we need to win the whole damn thing." And then after they lost to West Virginia, he said that they're the most hated team they have more haters than anybody in the country, which I think if you take it to mean more haters within their own fan base than anybody in the country, he probably has a point there. But they understand what's going on. And that almost made me feel even better about the whole thing. Because, look, I've been a guy that's had a ton of questions about where this thing is headed over the last couple years. But you know, at no point do I blame the players here for anything. Even if I was not happy with where things were going and I had questions, you can't really hold these guys responsible for that. I mean, the coaches recruited them and brought them in. They're just here to try and play college basketball, and they just want to go out and realize some of their dreams, which are playing in the NCAA tournament. And, you know, if this sounds a little corny, if it comes across as a little bit corny, I'm just okay with that today, because it had to be hard for those guys to know what's going on around them. And it's just so much bigger than them. It's the seeds of all the angst with the basketball program were planted 5+ years ago. When they were not around here, they didn't have anything to do with it. So because of all that, I think it just makes it something that I can get behind here at this point in time.
And all of the seniors had a hand in getting to this point, and I'm not just talking about the win streak at the end of the year, but DJ Johnson, he put the team on his back for a lot of K-State's big wins in the early part of the season, and then when he got hurt, you had to see Wesley Wundu step up more, which he did in the Big 12 tournament, I thought that he played a couple of really, really good games. And then some of K-State's biggest wins this season, both early and late, I think came in part because of the hustle plays that Corby Irvin was able to make. A lot of those plays that do not show up necessarily on the stat sheet, or they may only go down as one offensive rebound and a putback for 2 points, but in actuality, they were way more important to that game than what shows up in the box score afterwards. So all of them had a hand in getting K-State to this point. And yes, it took absolutely every single one of K-State's 20 wins to get there. But now they've got a chance, and they've had that mentality of, well, why not us, over the course of the Big 12 tournament. Now they're going to be thinking the exact same thing as they take on Wake Forest tomorrow. Well, if we get this one, why not us? We're in the field of 64. We go take on a Cincinnati team in Sacramento. You know, it's called March Madness for a reason, and anything can happen.
We're going to talk more big picture later on in the show in hour two. And again, Wyatt Thompson is going to join us next segment to get into a little bit more of some of the specifics about the matchup coming up with Wake Forest. But, you know, as far as the seniors go, I think there was a good piece of audio on all three of those guys that we got from yesterday's media session on just how good you feel about Corby Irvin, DJ Johnson, and Wesley Owundu getting a chance to play here in the tournament. You know, first things first, I mean, you brought up DJ Johnson. I think people forget it was literally the NCAA tournament game, the last one that K-State played in, when he broke his foot and was out for 16 months before he was able to come back and work through all that, thought about quitting. You know, he went through a lot at that point in time, and I thought it was cool to hear Bruce Weber here explain how it happened, when it happened, during that game actually against Kentucky, and just what the road back has been.
Well, he hurt his foot on a shot, got fouled. And he was grabbing it, and I said, you're okay, shoot the free throws. And he wasn't okay. They got him in right away and got the x-ray in St. Louis at the arena. And, you know, we halftime ended, and he had crutches, and he said, Coach, they said I broke my foot. So, it was devastating for him, for us, and, you know, all his perseverance and, you know, two surgeries, 16 months, even this year, to go through what he's gone through. It just feel good for him to have an opportunity. I hope he can have a shining moment this week.
Well, and the important thing to remember is that it's a different thing to come back from a 16-month injury when you're a guy like DJ Johnson, or you're a guy that's projected to be a lottery pick in the NBA. DJ Johnson could have given up basketball, and it wouldn't have been a huge deal in the grand scheme of things, because he's probably not a guy that's going to play professionally, or at least not in the NBA, and so it doesn't make a huge difference. But he decided that he wanted to just come to K-State and play basketball, and he worked so hard over those 16 months dealing with the setbacks and everything, and that makes it so much sweeter that he gets this opportunity at the end of his career.
Well, as far as Corby Irvin, I did find this to be very interesting, and you can see the way that he plays out on the floor. He is incredibly passionate in what he does, and he has completely understood and embraced his role this year. And you can tell just how much it means to him by what Bruce Weber says here.
His focus, his drive to help us get in the NCAA has been the best of anybody on our team. I'm telling you, he texts me all the time, Coach, I promise you we're going to get in the tournament. I promise you we're going to get in the tournament. And, you know, it meant so much to him. And he walked out of here, guys, he has sweat on him. He's so excited and so happy, and maybe a little nervous talking to you guys. I don't know. But
I don't know if nerves was really it there. He's not always thrilled, seemingly, to talk with us. He's a pretty quiet guy. That was cool to hear about Corby Irvin. And then finally for Wesley Owundu, I mean, he actually started off the press conference by just saying this, how excited he was when he saw the name flash up on the screen.
That was probably the happiest in the room. You know, it's a big-time accomplishment for me, for my teammates, for the seniors, to go out on this note. We're not done yet, but, you know, we're happy we're in the NCAA tournament. We're ready to do some things.
And Wes, of course, was the guy who stuck around and they built around when everything happened 2 years ago. Wes is the only guy from his freshman class that stuck it out here at K-State and made it through to his senior year, and he is back in the NCAA tournament. Later on, we'll go a little more big picture in hour two of the show at 5:10. We have a pseudo-Wake Forest scouting report from somebody that knows them much better than I at 5:25. When we come back, though, we hope to have Wyatt Thompson from Dayton. Things are crazy. The media stuff is already going on today, so anybody that was covering the team and going to Dayton had to get there in a hurry. We'll see if we can grab Wyatt Thompson and chat a little bit about the Cats coming up next here on Wildcat Insider.